season's greetings. Yeah, let's go. Hello, my name is Maleen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. This is part two of my interview with Renee King Sonnen. In Texas, Renee is the founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Renee is joining us via Skype in Texas, and we've got lots more vegan music to come. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews. Renee joined us last week and shared intimate details of her early days in her life. And she's also a country western and country eastern singer. Wonderful. Thank you, Renee. Very powerful. Thank you. Also, very, very nice. And I look forward to your forthcoming book. Could you please share with our listeners some of your early days?
Well, thanks, Marlene, for asking me about that. The reason why I talk about it in my book, my upcoming book, is because Kip Anderson, who is the director and producer, co-producer, co-director of Cowspiracy and What the Hell, Seaspiracy, Christspiracy. Years ago, back in 2015, he joined our board. He's been on our board ever since. He's been on our board for 10 years, going on 10 years. And when I met him personally, at Rowdy Girl, because he came to Rowdy Girl during our first fundraiser. But then I went to California and I met up with him, and he was talking about my story and all. And he told me, sitting at a restaurant, at a vegan restaurant there, he said, "One day I want to do a film. One day I want to produce and direct your life story." And I said, "Really? He said, "Yeah, one day." He said, "It would be an epic film." He said, but first you need to write a book." I said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "And you need to start at the beginning of your life." "You need to start at the beginning." And I said, "You mean at the beginning of the sanctuary?" And he said, "No, at the beginning of your life." He said, "What I want to know is what kind of person does what you did." And at that moment, I had never, ever considered it. I had never considered what I did as anything powerful or special or, it was kind of unique, but I didn't think that I was anything special because I just did what I had to do, and And I said, wow, the beginning of my life. Okay. Well, I said, if I have to start at the beginning of my life, I said, it starts in a graveyard. And he was like, a graveyard? What do you mean? I said, well, that's where I was conceived. And my life ever since that moment was full of challenges growing up. And he said, well, you've got me hooked now. That's the beginning of your book. And I said, oh, wow. He just kind of like opened my entire brain up to something I'd never considered or thought about. You know, but that's what, you know, visionaries do. I was just like, all of a sudden, the vision, you know, I'm a visionary as well. And I just was like, oh, my God, I know what he's talking about. He wants to know, like, what made me tick? What kind of person would, and this is what he said, what kind of person would upend an entire culture, an entire tradition? Who would go against their tradition in, you know, as a cattle rancher with their husband? Who does that? Who says, you know, you're going to go up the road and buy the cows and bring them back home? What kind of person does that? What gave you that kind of courage, that kind of grit, that kind of determination? And so I said to him, well, you know, all I know is I grew up fighting. My mother was raped in a graveyard and I was conceived. My mother was 16 when she got pregnant with me. And so I came out like 10 months later. Didn't want to come out, I guess. And I came out fighting.
We're listening to Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, the first cattle ranch to transform into a vegan sanctuary, the first documented cattle ranch in the world to transform into a vegan animal sanctuary. Renee is also a singer-songwriter. Here's her song, She Had To.
Three of us kids to raise, and Mama, well, she was still a kid herself. You see, Mama married my daddy at the tender age of sweet 16. Oh, but Mama never loved my daddy. No, she married him 'cause she was carrying me.
My mother knew my dad because he was a member, like a friend of the family, their family, for a lot of years. And so he had seen my mom and daddy grow up in life, you know. That's a long story I don't want to go into right now, but it's in the book. What happened was this man that my mother knew from, just because he was over at the house all the time when she was a kid, took advantage of her, and he raped her.
But somehow, Mama, she managed to get the three of us kids through school. She had three or four jobs, as I recall, your mom. Work nights to feed us all. Back then I didn't understand why my mama was never home. So I took to the streets, but now I realize my mama was gone.
Next we'll hear a snippet of another song by Renee King Sonnen, Bottom of Glass. And then we'll continue our conversation with Renee King Sonnen in Texas.
To give it all up for me. Embrace the only man that I've come to know as my dad. He didn't kill a man, now he's given many lives. But he always left his family behind.
Yeah, that was, again, very noble and generous and loving of you to share your information so that everyone can have hope that the most difficult situations and times can be overcome. And we never know what the path will lead to. And here you are, one of the most powerful forces on this planet to usher in a new era of peace and harmony and nonviolence. So thank you,
Renee.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting that you say that. I got chill bumps when you said that, because when I was, I was alcoholic, drug addict growing up my whole life, and I tried a lot to get sober. It was really, really hard for me. I did the alcohol and drugs to just numb out so much pain, and I've gone very, very deep into my past. The thing is, when I didn't know how I was going to become a different person and be able to cope in my life and be that person that I am today, but I knew I wanted to the last time I surrendered to this disease of alcoholism. I knew I wanted to, because if I didn't, I was going to die. And so I did. I did surrender, and I got a really badass sponsor. I mean, she's the kind of person, you know, on the outside and talking to her, you would think she's a Sunday school teacher, but she cusses like a sailor. And she would tell me the truth about everything. She did not let me get away with nothing. And I was able to change my life. I was able to actually create, you know, core values and become a person that really gravitates to service. And that's what's happened.
Beautiful. Thank you, Renee. And congratulations on your film, Rowdy Girl. Let's hear a little bit about your film, Rowdy Girl.
Well, Jason Goldman is the producer and the director. The amazing Moby is the executive producer. And I was contacted by Jason, I think it was in 2019 or maybe the end of 2018, about the documentary. He wanted to do a documentary. And I was like, you know, I didn't know, you know, what was what. We had already been through two floods. We had had our third flood, and we were getting ready to move up here to the new property. And so once we got moved up here to Welder, it wasn't too long after we got here, Jason came for a visit, and he wanted to do the documentary. And we had just barely moved. So that documentary is so interesting when I watch it, because I was wore out, you know, for about a year and a half of my life after we moved here. It was all about trying to just recover my bearings, because, you know, we didn't have a home here except for the farmhouse down there, an old 1930s farmhouse, barely 1,000 square feet. And we were sharing that with, our animal care staff, Seeley the turkey, a couple of chickens, you know, three cats, six dogs. I mean, we were sharing this little barely 1,000 square foot home. I don't think it was quite that much. With all these animals and our animal care staff and my assistant at the time. And it was so, so hard because we had to build the house we're in now, on this property. So it took about a year. And so Jason was able to document our life during a really tough time. And it really is cool to see and watch how it all unfolds, you know. But the documentary, he named it Rowdy Girl, is really about a slice of my life and time, how we are with the animals here, real life. He came here. He spent time with us. He spent, you know, he would come stay at our home, stay a week or two at a time. And whenever we woke up, he'd wake up and he'd just film us. It was never planned or staged or anything like that. He just wanted to follow us around.
We're listening to Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Renee King Sonnen. Here's a snippet of her song, The Red Trailer.
Hi there, I'm Renee King Sonnen, and I just want to thank everybody for all that they've done to support this cause of saving the cows. And right now you're sitting here with me in the red trailer that actually still gives me goosebumps. just sitting here. This is the trailer that has taken so many lives away from their mama. The 6 years I've lived here, I've witnessed this trailer being pulled in, the babies going in underneath that chain over there, and they're baited in this here, and they go off down the road, you know, into the slaughter system, and they live their lives here. It's beautiful, it's serene, and then they leave to no telling what. I just want to thank y'all, and I'm going to sing a song for you that's inspired me because of that process of calling the red trailer. It's a bad day. Every time the babies leave, the mom is crying. Every time the red trailer goes, little girl and sweet mama panda running scared, wailing loud. You can feel the panic in the air. Who's going next in the red trailer? Who's going on down the raining love and light on the red trailer over there. There's little Red, Tippy and Ruby. All the cows are home, never ever more, never ever more to go away. In the red trailer, no babies leaving in the red trailer. No babies in line to go. No babies going in the red trailer. They're all here free to roam. Found the red trailer. Around the red trailer.
Next, we'll hear from another vegan musician. This is Sally Zito. Still the Life.
Still the Life. Stop the trucks. Freeze the production. Take them down off their hooks. Tell the knocker to put down his gun. Swing the gates up and let them all run. 'Cause today is the day that everyone claims that they still. still the mind goes on, filled with all the forgotten ones. We must stand up until every last one of them, every last one of them is free. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. At the close of Still the Line by Sally Zito, I included One Golden Bowl, which is by Charity and the Jam Band from the Vegan album. Now we'll be closing our interview with Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary.
We are building a medical treatment facility for all of our aging bovine, all of our cows. We are in our third phase of our medical treatment facility. We've already built the huge 100 foot by 80 foot cow house. We've put in roads out there, and we've got the start of all the electrical that's going to be finished out. We are putting in welded pens, and we're going to be building a medical lab, a lab out there in an office, so that we can, you know, take care of all of our cows here. So And teach veterinarians how to take care of, you know, cows to the day they naturally die, instead of treating them in food departments at these universities and other large animal vets. It's really going to change drastically the lives of cows, so that they don't have to be trailered up and hauled to food departments.
Let's have a little musical interlude. This is Your Sacred Heart by Vegan Smythe in Australia.
Does the angel on your shoulder tell you to kill or to be kind? Are your prayers for peace on a Sunday and your weekly groceries aligned? If the Lord is my shepherd, I trust he won't shepherd me through the slaughterhouse gate. Every creature on earth is a miracle birth, not ours to desecrate. He's a lamb of God, not a lamb chop. She's a sacred cow, not a burger in a butcher shop. Their mother hen's not a bargain bag of drumsticks and breasts. Look in their eyes and your sacred heart will show you the rest. Your sacred heart, your sacred heart. If thy shall be done here on earth as in heaven, shouldn't we be just? Or does our dominion mean force our opinion and make them the flesh of our lust? My body's a temple, so I won't defile it with offerings burning the fat. The bottom line still is thou shalt not kill. It's ill to argue with that. He's a lamb of God, not a lamb chop. She's a sacred cow, not a burger in a butcher shop. Their mother hen's not a bargain bag of drumsticks and breasts. Look in their eyes and your sacred heart will show you the rest. Your sacred heart, your sacred heart. If he was here incarnate, what would be his action? For the way, the truth, and the life is the way of compassion. We have every herb on the earth and every fruit-yielding seed. With this glorious manger, a famine's no danger. Our mercy can serve every creature, that they shall be free.
We're really, really excited about it. My husband works so, so hard out here. He's putting in irrigation, you know, because the drought has been really, really tough on us out here. So he's putting in irrigation all over. And, yeah, we're just, you know, we're always at it. We're always at it. We never stop, you know, Marlene. And my goal and my dream is that our legacy, Tommy and I, you know, lives way, way beyond us to see a vegan world. That's really, really my goal.
Beautiful. And yes, indeed. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much, Marlene. It was a pleasure.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com and also wcuw.org/community/vegannation. As a reminder to our listeners, you can hear part one of Renee King Sonnen's interview about Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas in the Vegan Nation archives, vegansradio.com.
You are someone, not something. You're welcome here with your broken wing or wounded leg or branded skin. This is your home now. Come on in.
Let's go out with Daniel Redwood's song, Sanctuary Song.
You've known the pain, now feel the joy. What God has made, no man should destroy. From this day on, in the sun and rain, jump and play till the cows come home. Hang out with your friends, 'cause you are not alone. I want to tell the world what they've done to you so wrong. I want to sing for you a sanctuary song.
This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, harmonious day.
Your life, it means as much to you as mine to me. I know that this is true. Your loving heart reaches out to mine.